Edgar Meyer and Christian McBride. Edgar Meyer, you all know, and I know just his accolades go up and down. You may not know Christian McBride quite as well. He's jazz's preeminent bassist. Over 300 recordings, everybody from Sonny Rollins to Paul McCartney and Herbie Hancock and James Brown. Leader of several prominent groups, including Grammy-winning 18-piece Christian McBride band and the experimental Christian McBride Situation. Ladies and gentlemen, it is such an honor to bring these folks here to you. Thank you, Planet Bluegrass, for doing it. Edgar Meyer and Christian McBride.
Thank you.
Would like to welcome my very good friend and one of my favorite musicians and very favorite bass player, the great Christian McBride, to Telluride.
It is indeed a great honor to stand next to the heavyweight champion of the bass. Quite intimidating. We've been working together now as a duo for a little bit of time now, and it's never any easier to stand next to this giant. So it's always a an honor to play with the great Edgar Meyer. One more time for the great Edgar Meyer. When we started working together a couple of years ago, we decided that it might get a little monotonous to play a set of all bass. So we decided that for one song per show, we would, you know, play the piano. And so I'm going to play a feature now. Edgar's going to play. I just got off a plane from Hawaii, so I'm like so like fried right now. Edgar's going to play the piano on this. This is an old standard called Bewitched, Bothered, and Bewildered. We hope you enjoy it. Thank you.
Thank you.
Now I'm gonna sit down and get a bass lesson.
Thank you. So, evidently, Ray Brown was recording. Who was he recording with in this?
Milt Jackson.
Milt Jackson. And they were recording a song. They were recording, I guess they were recording Doxy, weren't they?
Yeah, a great song by Sonny Rollins, Doxy.
And Ray Brown had written a shout chorus to it. And some and everybody liked that music a lot. And I think in the course of it, they figured out that they might have even liked that as much as Sonny Rollins' melody. And so if they used that for the melody, they probably wouldn't have to pay Sonny Rollins.
That's right.
So
the royalties, yeah.
So it became a new song. And it was in honor of Sonny Rollins.
It was called FSR.
Forget Sonny Rollins.
Or, yeah, something like that.
So, we have a song that's on the changes to Doxy also, and it's in honor of Ray Brown. It's called FRB.
FRB.
Thank you.
So, Christian,
yes, sir.
I think we should play some Bill Monroe.
Let's do it.
What do you suggest if we're going to play some Bill Monroe?
How about we go to a certain kind of blues?
All
Tennessee
right.
blues.
Tennessee blues?
Yeah.
All right.
Let's do it.
Thank you.
We're now going to do a piece that Christian wrote a few years back. It's entitled Lullaby for a Ladybug. And it's his turn to sit at the piano.
Thank you.
pleasure, and I have the pleasure of sitting down to listen to Christian. Play us something, Christian.
Thank you, Edgar. This song will eventually morph into something that you will recognize. Thank you. Edgar Meyer.
And Christian McBride. Yeah. I think the only thing that could be more fun for me than playing with Christian McBride might be to play with Christian McBride and Sam Bush at the same time. This is a classic, not really a classic actually. This is an older number called Barnyard Disturbance. Thank you. We got one more. It's actually kind of a quiet number. We'll do it with Sam, and it's a Thelonious Monk piece. I think if we're going to make Christian play a little Bill Monroe, we're going to make Sammy play a little Thelonious Monk.
Okay.
Thank you.
We enjoyed playing for you. Thank you all very much. The great Christian McBride. The equally great Sam Bush.
And the great Edgar Meyer one more time. And man,